2025 World Snooker Championship, Class of 92 graduates aim for more crucible glory, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2025-04-28T21:51:28.545Z, description colon snooker's legendary class of 92, John Higgins, Mark Williams, and Ronnie O'Sullivan, have won 14 world titles between them and are all in contention in 2025, dot. How are we still here? Class of 92 graduates still going strong, image source, Getty Images image caption, John Higgins, Mark Williams, and Ronnie O'Sullivan have all been at the top level of snooker for more than 30 years, Michael Emmons, BBC Sport journalist at the Crucible Theatre, Sheffield, published, April 28, 2025, 312 comments, at a combined age of 99, two of snooker's all-time greats go head-to-head on Tuesday as John Higgins takes on Mark Williams with a place in the world championship semi-finals up for grabs. The sports legendary class of 92, with Ronnie O'Sullivan completing the trio, have won 14 world titles between them, and are all still going strong this year. Williams turned 50 last month, Higgins reaches his half-century 13 days after this year's final, with O'Sullivan celebrating his 50th birthday in December. But they have again proved that age is just a number. Could one of them again go all the way at the Crucible? How are we still here? Image caption, the first session of their best of 25 quarterfinal takes place on Tuesday at 10 o'clock BST, with the second session at 1900 hours BST, before the match is played to a finish from 10 o'clock BST on Wednesday. Williams has become the oldest man to reach the last eight at the Crucible since six-time winner Steve Davis did so at the age of 52 back in 2010. But one of Williams' oldest opponents stands in his way. 20 years ago, we were really big rivals. Now we walk into the practice room and we give each other a nod as if to say, how are we still here competing with everybody, said Higgins. It is a sentiment Williams agrees with. Normally the older you get, the worse you get, he said. Your eyes are going, everything is going and your stamina drops a bit and you get tired a lot more easier. But somehow us three are hanging around like a bad smell. Maybe their best ever achievement, with O'Sullivan in the opposite half of the draw, a final between two of the class of 92, named after the year they turned professional, is a real possibility. If one of those three players was to win the world championship, maybe beat a young whippersnapper in the final, what an achievement that would be. Maybe their best ever achievement, said Davis. 15 years ago, Davis defeated Mark King 10-9 in the Crucible first round, won 13-11 against a then 34-year-old Higgins, the reigning champion, before losing 13-5 to eventual winner Neil Robertson in the last eight. It was a fantastic buzz, I maybe ran out of belief, recalled Davis. Hopefully they don't do that. They are much more in touch with the top part of the game than I was. I thrashed him, and got £200. Image source, Getty Images image caption, Mark Williams and John Higgins at the China Open in March 2006, the trio's achievements are legendary. O'Sullivan has 7 world titles, Higgins 4 and Williams 3. If any of them lift the trophy on Monday, May 5, they would become the oldest winner in the modern era, breaking O'Sullivan's record when he won it 3 years ago, aged 46. 33 years ago they were all hungry, driven, talented teenagers with the desire to reach the top. Williams described how he first met Higgins at the final of an event in 1990, when they were both 15. We played in the final and he beat me, said the Welshman. It was live on TV and he beat me 6-1, he had 5 grand for a win, I had 3 grand for runner-up. We then played in the British Under-16s in Birmingham and I thrashed him 4-0 after 50 minutes and I got £200, so I was a week late. That was the first time I really remembered John, as it was me and O'Sullivan playing in all the junior events when we were 13 and 14. Williams and Higgins have their own Crucible history and have met 5 times, with 4 victories for Williams, including an 18-16 success in an epic showdown in the 2018 final. That world final was one of the best games I've ever been involved in, and people say it was the best final ever, said Williams, as you get older it becomes a lot more difficult. Image source, Getty Images. Image caption, Williams hopes eye surgery in June will help to extend his snooker career. Ken Doherty, the 1997 world champion, played against the class of 92 throughout his career and felt this match was the tie of the round. They've been at the top of the game since 1992, 33 years, and are still at the top and still producing, the Irishman said. As you get older it becomes a lot more difficult as players like me, Stephen Hendry, Alan McManus, Peter Ebdon have all found out. It's hard to cope in terms of tension, intensity, and also to be able to devote your life to the game. You become a father, a family man, and it's hard to dedicate themselves to the game, but they still have the appetite, willingness, and hunger, and that's an incredible talent as well. I've been logging heads with them for 30 years. I've beaten them all but also lost to them all in big finals. I just had great times playing them and you used to relish it as it was a great test of your own game. Doherty, who is part of the BBC TV team for the competition, felt the atmosphere would be electric. When you see them coming into the Crucible for their match they will get a standing ovation as they did in the Masters, he added. We might not see the kind of these three again so we have to enjoy them while we can. They've given the sport great entertainment, great matches, and are still delivering. Sean Murphy tipped Judd Trump, who beat him 13-10 on Monday, to win the title but thought the Williams-Higgins clash would be fabulous for the sport. He added, the class of 92 are three of the best players we've ever seen and it's wonderful we still get to watch them. None of them would be here if they didn't want to be, they obviously love it enough to put themselves through it. The class of 92 to continue handing out lessons. Image source, Getty Images. Image caption, Ronnie O'Sullivan became the oldest man in the modern era to become world champion with his victory over Judd Trump in the 2022 final. World number one Trump will play the winner of Williams-Higgins in the semi-final if he triumphs in his own quarter-final against Luca Brasil. Trump felt the veteran trio would continue to feature at the top level for years to come. They inspired me a little bit, especially Ronnie and John when I younger, said Trump. Ronnie was someone I really looked up to. They're miles away from retiring and not far from their absolute best. When I played Williams in the semi-finals, when Trump won a final frame decider for a 17-16 win in 2022, I've never seen him play like that. These three could be here when they're 65 if they wanted to be. Related topics, snooker, comments cannot be loaded. To load comments you need to enable JavaScript in your browser, view comments 312, top stories, how Arteta, Flick, and Luis Enrique are inspired by Guardiola, published 4 hours ago, live. Champions League latest, Arsenal and PSG set for semi-final showdown, latest, 4,152 viewing, 4.2k viewing, food by candlelight and no showers at Madrid Open, published 28 minutes ago, elsewhere on the BBC, a gritty crime saga set in Liverpool starring Sean Bean, Louis Theroux visits the West Bank to meet Israeli settlers, Panorama investigates the truth about baby food pouches, the doctor and Belinda face absolute terror. Elsewhere in sport, how Arteta, Flick, and Luis Enrique are inspired by Guardiola, Liverpool still need new blood, where will slot strengthen, who are the big winners and losers from the NFL draft, how are we still here? Class of 92 graduates still going strong, PSG worry me more than Real Madrid video. PSG worry me more than Real Madrid, a mole, a lion, and a confession, Premiership rugby talking points. Could Wrexham really reach the Premier League? Meet the heavyweight who teaches in sign language, the contenders to derail England's home World Cup, a moment 35 years in the making, this was Anfield's day of destiny, Eubank narrowly beats Ben, extended highlights. Video Eubank narrowly beats Ben, extended highlights, soap opera twists and fatherly love, but what next for Eubank and Ben? No one expected this, how slot guided Liverpool to the title. Man City beat Forest to reach FA Cup final. Video Man City beat Forest to reach FA Cup final, who has made Troy's Premier League team of the week. London Marathon breaks world record for most finishers, marathon one of the best experiences of my life, 20 times, but now Man Utd must exit Ice Age. What next for Crystal Palace after WSL relegation? Resilient England finally get test they needed. Home news, sport, business, innovation. Culture, travel, earth, audio, video, live. Terms of use about the BBC privacy policy, cookies, accessibility, help, parental guidance, contact the BBC, BBC emails for you, advertise with us. Copyright 2025 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window __web_app_config_=, window__initial_data_data_global_global_navigation, country://engbn service=, commercial/name/global navigation/comma/props/country/country/it/comma/language/colon/eng/comma/service/colon/commercia.